This will be Congressman John Faso's first State of the Union speech this evening. The Republican from New York's Hudson Valley was elected in November of 2016, and this month begins the second year of his first term on Capitol Hill. Faso says he's hoping for a message of unity from the president tonight, but is also interested in hearing details on a number of other issues.
In our district, I'm working hard on the farm bill. The agriculture is a very big issue in upstate New York. We need to focus on how we can enhance our agriculture industry, our dairy, our specialty crops, our organic producers, etc. And that is a big issue for me. The infrastructure is a vitally important issue, but also the state of our military readiness is important. That's a critical thing to the safety of the country. I think that many citizens would be alarmed at the state of our military, at the lack of training and opportunities that we're affording our troops for military training and exercises. Our sailors were on that ship, the John S. McCain, in the Asian waters a few months ago. Almost 20 of them were killed in a naval accident, and the review board indicated that it was largely as a result of sailors being overworked, 80 to 100 hours a week, and not having sufficient training. So this is something that really does concern me, the safety of our country and the safety of our military men and women in our armed forces is the paramount responsibility of the Congress, and I think we need to make sure that we ensure their safety and protection.
Immigration led to a brief shutdown of the federal government a few weeks back. What do you hope to hear on that issue from the president?
Well, I'd like to hear a unifying message. I'd like to have the president lay out again, as he did the other day, the need for us to address the DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, and I think that has to be combined with border security so that 10 or 15 years from now we're not dealing with another 800,000 people who had come into the country as children or as minors. And it's vitally important that we solve this issue once and for all. But I do think that addressing the DACA issue is a very key issue for me going forward.
Would you hope to have some sort of resolution soon? Certainly probably won't get mentioned tonight, but regarding SALT and the state and local tax deduction in New York and elsewhere?
Well, I think that, unfortunately, the Congress is highly unlikely to reopen the tax issue, and I think the focus needs to be on Albany to try to restrain its spending and reform its programs so that we're not taxing people so much. But this issue is one that I do not believe Congress is going to take up, regrettably.
New York Republican Congressman John Faso of the 19th House District. You can hear the president's State of the Union beginning at 9 o'clock tonight on WAMC.